What's up, friend? Welcome to the Sober, Single, and Safe podcast. I am your host, Crystal Quare, and I've been helping women over the course of the past 4 years to live an alcohol-free lifestyle, to stop settling for less than God's best, and to truly get positioned for purpose. So we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what it really takes to live an alcohol-free lifestyle without the labels and without being so focused on not drinking and counting days. We're going to talk about the relationships in your life and how to actually cultivate fruitful relationships, both romantically and in your friendships. And we're also going to be talking about Jesus, a whole lot of Jesus, because Lord knows we can't do this life alone. Okay, so grab your matcha, grab your latte, and let's dive right in. What's up, friends? Welcome to episode one of the Sober, Single, and Safe podcast. And if you have been here for a minute, you know this is technically not episode one, but I literally was just thinking one day, I was like, okay, it's time to revamp the podcast. And I erased all of the past episodes from all the way back to 2021. And I was like, you know, we have evolved, we have grown, and we are going to reflect that on this new podcast. So we are starting fresh. And I'm so glad that you are here. Make sure that you are leaving a review on either Spotify or iTunes and share this on your Instagram stories. Tag me, all the things, because I love hearing from you guys. And also, there is a little link that you can click on to leave voice notes for me to share what topics you want to hear about and all that good stuff. And so please use that resource, because this podcast is literally all about you. Okay. And so I want to serve you at the best, like at the best capacity that I possibly can. So without further ado, I want to get into today's topic, which is you are not powerless over alcohol or over anything else for that matter. Okay, and if you've been following me for a while, and maybe you've listened to my podcast in the past, or maybe you follow me on social media, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you know how passionate I am about really honing in on and drilling into y'all's brains that you are not powerless and that you are a new creation in Christ. And here's the thing. If you are new here, let me just share a little bit about my story. I am somebody that used to struggle with binge drinking, okay? I was never an everyday drinker, but I did get really close, okay? I was somebody that was a binge drinker for quite some time. I ended up getting in, you know, a relationship where it was just really toxic. And when I say it was toxic, I mean like I was toxic with my binge drinking. He was toxic with his, you know, toxic habits and his struggles. And it just wasn't a good thing. And it really just got to a point where I realized that I was using alcohol to cope. And in the midst of that, I found Christ, right? I had always believed in God, but never really knew what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. So found Jesus, started that relationship, and my whole life literally changed from that moment on. And I realized, okay, this relationship is not life-giving for me. The Holy Spirit convicted me, let go of that relationship. And I thought in that moment, or at that, you know, in that season of my life, I was like, okay, we're getting out of this relationship. It's going to be fine. I'm going to be able to stop drinking, because Lord knows I had tried multiple times to, you know, challenge myself, you know, with sober challenges or switching from, you know, wine to beer, or, you know, I just had all of these different rules around alcohol. And finally, I just really was starting to follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit, where he was just saying like, yeah, it's time to let go of alcohol. It's time to let go of this relationship. And, you know, when I left that relationship, that's when I really, in a sense, hit my rock bottom, because for the first time in my life, I realized that I was really using alcohol to cope, and I did not know how to manage my emotions or my triggers. Okay. And so at the beginning of my journey, the only solution that I really knew of at that time was AA. And before we get further into this, I am not knocking AA or any other program outside of what I teach on or what I coach on. Okay. I'm just merely just sharing what has worked for me, what has worked for my clients. And I'm just sharing my take on it also from a biblical and practical approach. Okay. So I started off with going to AA, and I can't say that I fully gave it, you know, the full chance. I probably went to maybe a few meetings, and immediately I was like, yeah, no, this is not me. I'm not going to sit here and stand up and say that I'm an alcoholic or that I am powerless over alcohol. And at that time, I was already reading the Bible, and I knew what God had said in his word, which I'm going to actually bring up this verse, which is in, let's see, 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. going to read that again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So what that says is that I am and was a new creation. The moment that I decided to follow Christ, I was not my habits around alcohol. And again, like I was never, you know, never considered myself an alcoholic, but even if I did, why the heck would I want to sit there and call myself an alcoholic every single day and say that I wasn't, that I was powerless over alcohol, right? And so really what I want to bring home today to you is that if you are in a space where you are struggling, whether you are an alcoholic or you consider yourself an alcoholic, or whether you, you know, are struggling, you know, in the binge drinking cycle, or, you know, you've been thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm in this gray area, you know, drinking, you know, space, because I know you've been Googling what kind of drinker am I, or you've been Googling, am I an alcoholic, right? And so wherever you're at in that space, I just want to encourage you, whatever the struggle is when it comes to alcohol or whatever you identify with right now, I just want to encourage you to know that you are absolutely like you're not powerless over alcohol. You do have power over that substance. And more so what I want to lean into is that if you are a child of God, if you have given your life to Christ, you are a new creation in Him. Now, I'm not saying to be in denial about, you know, where you're at when it comes to alcohol. There absolutely needs to be a point where you need to recognize and realize, okay, like alcohol is clearly hindering me physically, mentally, most importantly, spiritually, and you have to take that accountability and responsibility and take action on that. I'm not saying to be in denial, but what I am saying is that we all have struggles. We all have addictive behaviors at some capacity. We all have idols that we can deal with in our lives, and it does not mean that those idols, that those addictive behaviors, that those toxic behaviors get to become our identity. Okay. And so this is honestly, and I'm going to say this very boldly, is where I really disagree, you know, when it comes to the sobriety space. And I totally get the heart behind it, because I know when you're in that moment where it's like, okay, I want to drink, or when you are drinking, where you can feel powerless in that moment, right after you take that sip of alcohol. But the truth is that even if you do take that sip of alcohol, whether you, you know, are calling yourself an alcoholic or not, you still do have power to put that bottle down, or to put that, you know, put that drink down. Like, you always have that power to step into recovery. You always have that power to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. You always have that power to be sober. Right? Now, if somebody is, you know, physically addicted, obviously they're going to have a different journey than somebody that is maybe, for instance, stuck in the binge drinking cycle like I was, right? But I just want to empower you today to know that you are absolutely not powerless. And I want to go again back to this verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Friend, you are a new creation. And I know sometimes when we think of a new creation, you may think of, okay, well, you know, I need to be cleaned up, because that is going to equal me being a new creation. And that's not true. Like, we are all a work in progress. We all have our own struggles. But the moment that you say, Jesus, I want you, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross and rose 3 days later, I believe that you died for my sins, and I'm asking you into my heart, and I want to receive the Holy Spirit, and God, just help me, right? The moment that you say that, the moment that you say that you want to change and you start taking actions in that change, you know, both spiritually and just practically, you guys, like, you are a new creation. And I didn't mean to make that sound loaded at all. Let me just kind of like back up for a second and simplify that. What I'm saying is that the moment that you give your life to Christ, you decide to live a different life, you are a new creation in that moment. You are a new creation in that moment. And it doesn't matter where you're at. And I don't care if you've had one day of being alcohol free, or 2 days, or even 2 hours. I don't care. As long as you have made that decision to follow Christ and you're letting Him into your heart, and you are walking this walk, you are a new creation. So don't let these limiting beliefs saying that you are powerless over alcohol stop you. In the Word of God, it says, and let me see if I can find the verse. I believe it is in Acts, where it is talking about how the Holy Spirit's power just comes upon the disciples. And I'll have to put it in the show notes, but I believe, let me see. Let me actually look this up. I should have had this ready for you guys. But I believe it's maybe in Acts. Is it Acts 2:2? Let's see here. Hold on, you guys. I'm on my laptop. I'm like, now I want to find it. Let's see. Acts 2:2. Okay, but anyways, what it's saying in these, okay, here it is. In Acts 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And it goes on to say in Acts how they started speaking in tongues and how they have this power of the Holy Spirit, right? And if you read further in the Bible, it also talks about how we have power and authority in the name of Jesus, right? Just by being a child of God, we have authority. Like, we literally can heal people. We literally can cast out demons. Just by speaking the name of Jesus, by being a child of God, like, demons literally tremble, you guys. So why in the heck would you ever believe that you are powerless over alcohol when you have that kind of authority, right? But what happens is that when you don't know your authority, when you don't know your identity in Christ, it's very easy to settle in these different identities of the habits that you have or the traumas that you've experienced and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So know that if you are a child of God, you have authority in Christ. You are not your addictions. You are not your habits. You are not your past traumas. You are not what you did yesterday. You are literally just a child of God. And that's all you need to identify with. Yes, you may be struggling with alcohol right now, but that is not your future. That is not your destiny. But the more that you speak over yourself that you are powerless over alcohol or that you are an alcoholic or this and that, and again, if that helps you, like, please keep doing what's working. But I really do wholeheartedly feel like that is limiting you. It is keeping you in a box. Now, I'm not saying, again, for you to be in denial. I'm not saying that once you get, you know, fully sober that, you know, you're a new creation in a sense where you can go back to drinking. Like, let's be real. Let's be honest with ourselves. We don't want to go back to something that we had to pray ourselves out of. But I'm just saying to allow yourself to get out of that box, to allow yourself to fully step into this new identity, into this new season, into this new book that God truly wants to help you create for yourself. Okay? So that is what I have for you today. I want to just pray for you guys really quickly. And again, don't forget to leave your feedback, leave your review on Spotify or on iTunes, and please share this with somebody that you may think that this would help. Okay. So God, I just pray over everybody under the sound of my voice, God. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just burn down the counterfeit identities that they have been settling in, God, that you would just remove the limiting beliefs that they have in their mind, God, that you would replace that with your truth, God. I pray right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit fire would just come upon your people, Lord, that you would give them clarity, that you would give them peace, that you would give them comfort, Lord, and that you would replace their idols, God, with you, God, because we know that when it comes to idols, when it comes to the things of this world, that those things will always fizzle out, and you are the only thing that will always stand, that will never change or never be shaken, God. So help us to be unshakable, God. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to just fully stand boldly in our identity in you, God. And I just pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus for all addictions to be broken right now, for all illness to leave right now, for all condemnation to leave right now, for all confusion in your mind to leave right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak life, I speak truth, I speak salvation, I speak a sober life, a fruitful life over everybody under the sound of my voice. And God, we just give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. All right, friends, I love y'all so much. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on the next episode.